The case involved a black defendant with a prospective jury that included just one African American. The prosecution struck that juror. The Constitution forbids a prosecutor from just kicking someone off a jury because of their ethnicity. But the prosecuting attorney says she had other reasons for striking this juror, namely she knew lots of people with the juror's last name were involved with crime in the area, that someone with his last name and approximately his address had a criminal record, and she suspected he was not answering her questions truthfully. This was enough to convince the trial judge, and Wisconsin Attorney General Mary Burke says the trial judge is best suited to decide the matter.
That explanation that's been proffered then has to be assessed in the context of everything else the judge knows and has observed.
But the defendant says the prosecutor should have at least asked the juror some additional questions to find out whether her suspicions were true or not. The prosecution responds that not only wasn't that necessary, but asking the juror special questions would have been discrimination by singling him out. Defense Attorney Tim Provis says that argument doesn't make sense.
It's the lamest kind of a rule in the world to say that it's okay to kick the guy off the juror, but it's not okay to question him individually, because it would be embarrassing to him to discriminate against him. I mean, they were in chambers in the first place. He could have been called in the chambers. He wouldn't have been embarrassed in front of anyone.
In ruling on this case, the state Supreme Court may decide what a person of minority ethnic background needs to show in Wisconsin to prove that they're getting an all-white jury was discrimination. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.